This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up.
Joe is on the phone for a first date follow-up today, and apparently he went out with a girl named Abby that he met at a 12K.
A running thing?
I think so. Either that or he paid her $12,000
to meet
to go out. I'm not sure. I think run, but now that I think about it, 12K could also be money. So, Joe, did you pay $12,000 to go out with Abby, or did you meet her at a 12K?
The second one.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay.
That's
cool.
A relief.
That's why I was going to say, you might not be getting a call back because transaction done. Right. So tell us about Abby. You met in line at a 12K. Were you running together or in the same group or something?
No, we weren't running together. I mean, we were, but we were like, you know, standing on line kind of near each other and ended up chatting a bit. She was there with her her cousin. You know, but we were all very friendly and, you know, we kept chatting and then we did the race and we kind of hugged it out afterwards and exchanged info.
Yeah, that's a cool way.
That's pretty authentic, like how to meet somebody.
Yeah, that's a cool way to meet somebody.
Not Tinder.
And obviously you already have one interest, the love of the run, right? You guys love the runs.
You know, we're all very tight, these race people.
People who run 12Ks, usually that's a lot like a longer run, so you're probably really into running, so that's cool you had that common interest. Tell us about your actual date then. How'd that go?
So we decided to get together and take an aerial class together.
An aerial class, like with the, what are the silks?
Yeah, it's like a yoga thing.
Oh, like the Cirque du Soleil thing where like...
Oh, they're flying around?
Yeah, I love that.
That looks really cool.
Man, I've always wanted to be able to do that.
It looks really hard.
Yeah, it does look hard. That's cool though. I mean, you guys are obviously fitness people then, like fit people. You're running 12Ks and you're taking aerial classes. That's actually a really good idea for a date. I'm going to use that at some point. And then my wife, Alex Friash, who is sitting next to me, is going to go, "Where'd you get this date idea?" And I'd be like, "Remember that first date we did? I got it there. Not my original idea."
Yeah, so we're both like very fitness oriented and active people. So yeah, I thought it was a great idea, and she seemed to really enjoy it.
Okay,
I was kind of awesome at it, and she was not as good.
Oh, you're a humble guy.
Wow,
you're awesome at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was sort of killing it that day. I mean, I'm not always quite on.
Like, had you ever done it before?
Oh yeah, I've done it a couple of times.
So you were good at it. She wasn't very good. Do you think that turned her off?
I don't know. I guess maybe a little bit, but at the time it seemed like she didn't really care that much and was just kind of like having fun and into it.
I'm guessing she wasn't as good as you, but did you like rub it in her face that you were way better?
No, I was not overly celebrating how good I was.
Okay. You didn't post Instagram stories making fun of her and her aerial abilities?
No, I was not rubbing it in her face.
So, okay, so then was there any point, like, during the date? Well, first of all, how did it end?
We just kind of hugged it out again afterwards. There was no kiss, but it, you know, kind of seemed like it was left open to another date.
Okay.
And, Yeah.
So it didn't seem like she was like put off or turned off by something like during the middle of your date?
I didn't particularly get that vibe, but now here we are 2 weeks later and I've not gotten any sort of a response on anything.
So sparks weren't necessarily flying at the end, but you didn't feel like the date was horrible?
No, I thought it was a good date that just ended on like a little bit of a mellow note, maybe.
Did you think that you wanted to go in for a kiss?
You know, I did, but at the same time, I kind of just like vibed it out and I was like, you know what? Not tonight, but. Okay.
So she hasn't talked to you at all?
No, I've, you know, reached out several times and haven't heard absolutely anything.
Okay.
No response, no LOLs.
So. That's weird. That surprises me because that is actually a really cool date. I would think that that would definitely. That
it would be fun.
Yeah, that would definitely be something that would earn you another date, I would think.
Unless, though, they're both super athletic. Maybe it got competitive.
Maybe she's jealous that you did better. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay.
We'll do it right after this. It's the Jubal Show. Joe is on the phone for today's first date follow-up, and Joe isn't getting a call back from a woman named Abby. They met at a 12K. That's a fun run. Mm-hmm. And they ran together and had a good time. They exchanged numbers after, and they actually went on a really cool date. He took her to an aerial class where you spin around on those silk ropes like they do in the Cirque du Soleil, which is really cool. He said that he's done it a few times. He was a lot better than her, and he thinks that maybe that's the reason she's not calling him back. Other than that, he really can't think of why, because he thought everything was good. He said there was no kiss at the end of the date. Things were not super hot.
Which sounds like a normal first date.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, it does.
What first date is that hot?
Yeah, there's not a lot of super duper hot first dates. No, most of the time they end and it's like, yeah, okay, all right, cool.
That's awkward.
I didn't totally hate you, so we can go out again.
Yeah. We can do this again.
Yeah. But she might be totally hating him because now she's not calling him back and we have to figure out why. So, Joe, are you ready to call her?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
May I speak to Abby, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, what's up, Abby? How are you? This is The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
My name's English Evan.
Okay, hi, guys. What is this about?
Do you know the show?
Yeah, I've heard you guys. I just didn't expect you to call me.
Abby, have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
Yeah.
Just to remind you, a first date follow-up, if you go out on a date with someone and they don't call you back, they can email us to get you on the phone and figure out what happened. And you went on a date recently with a guy named Joe. So, do you have a few minutes to talk to us to tell us about your date with Joe Exotic?
I'd rather not.
Okay, but what if I'd rather you do?
I would still rather not.
Now,
what will it take?
Well, what will it take to get you into this first aid follow-up and tell us about Joe?
I mean...
You want a gift card to Red Robin?
Is there a prize for it? Yeah, I don't know.
$50 gift card to Red Robin is yours.
Boom.
I mean, I guess I do feel bad that I haven't gotten back to him. I like Joe. He seems like a really great guy. But like, there's something about the chemistry that's just not clicking.
He said that you guys took an aerial class together. That had to be fun. I mean, how many guys have taken you to do an aerial class?
That was the first time, and it, honestly, it was really cool.
So did you not, I mean, that taking you on a date to do an aerial class, which is pretty original and pretty fun, that wasn't enough to get a second date with you?
The aerial class was super cool. But no, I'm not interested in going out with him again.
Is it because you're intimidated by Joe's aerial abilities?
I mean, he was really good, and I did feel shown up, but I can live with that. That's not it.
Yeah, because I was assuming you were a pretty competitive person, seeing as you like to do 12Ks.
I can be a little competitive, but,
not in aerial class.
No, not the first time anyway. Maybe if we were doing it again, I might try harder.
Okay. So then what's the reason?
Well, he kind of smells bad. I feel bad, like, and I didn't want to tell him that, which is why I haven't gotten called him back, but...
So, yeah, I mean, like, he's going to probably smell the end of the race, and then you guys also did do something that was working out, right, for your date, your actual date, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity to not smell your best.
Yeah, bit
both
sweaty.
Times.
Yeah, I mean, but at the beginning of the class, I noticed it again, like, the same smell as at the end of the race.
Is it a bad smell? I'm assuming.
Well, clearly she's ghosting him because of it.
He yeah, smells some, great.
Some
I love
smell
his cologne.
Too strong.
He
like
smells
cologne-wise.
So good. I'm not going to talk to him ever again.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just like something that in my brain is like, nope, turn off.
Was he wearing dirty clothes or something? I mean, that's also a deal breaker. But like, could it have been his clothes and
I mean,
not him?
I don't know. It didn't seem like it. I mean, they were kind of like workout clothes because we were doing something active. But
you know what? Sometimes, because I tend to get a little sweaty once in a while when I'm working out. Super sweaty, actually, sometimes. And if I use the same workout clothes enough, I have to get rid of them because they start to just have the perma smell on it.
You throw them
That's
away?
Super sexy, I know.
What did his smell like? Was it like stinky cheesy?
Not exactly. More like musty, if I had to describe it, I guess.
Okay, I mean, that's a good reason. I mean, if you don't think someone smells good.
So he smelled bad after the race, but then smelled bad like that before you guys started doing your aerial class on your actual first date. It was the same smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just ask Joe, Abby, because Joe's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I did not realize that I smell, that I have an odor. This is news to me.
I feel bad.
I mean, honestly, it could just be like a body chemistry thing, like we're not compatible or we're like distantly related or something. I don't know.
Related?
That you are hearing this.
I mean, I was at a race the first time, and then the second time, you know, maybe it was just my nerves. Maybe that was causing, you know, me to sweat a little bit. I was a little amped up for our date.
I don't know. It just didn't work for me. I'm sorry.
I've never had someone not want to see me because of an odor.
Has anyone ever told you that you do have an odor?
No.
I think you've been around a lot of polite people.
You've been eating a lot of garlic lately?
I mean,
lately?
I didn't want to tell you either. That's why I didn't call you back.
I mean, I thought you were just intimidated by, like, my aerial skills. You thought I was being too flirty at the class. I don't know, because I was kind of showboating.
So it wasn't the showboating at the aerial class. She just doesn't like your smell, it sounds like. So you've never had anybody complain about your body funk before, Joe?
I have absolutely never had that complaint before.
Do you think it could have been clothes that you were wearing?
I should probably burn those clothes.
Abby, I think it would take a couple. Why don't we do this? Why don't you go on another date with Joe? We will pay for it.
Yeah.
And then you can see, like, we'll go to a place where it's not any kind of sweat around and see if Joe is a funky boy again. And if he's a funky boy again.
Ghost him again.
Yeah, then you can just be like, no, it's definitely not like a sweat or workout thing.
Hello?
You there, Abby?
She's gone.
Oh, she hung up.
And Abby hung up.
Oh, my God.
Joe. I think that's a no.
How it's like that.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's a no. Wow.
Dude, that like doesn't happen.
No, that's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Not exactly how I thought that would go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let us know how everything goes, and hopefully you'll figure out if it is a body odor issue or if it's just like some clothes you're wearing and Abby was a little too judgmental. Did he hang up too?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
my
gone
God.
Too.
What the
Everybody's
hell?
Hanging out. I know it was kind of like more annoying on this one than usual, but okay.
I guess they don't like us.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.